Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday, and let's get the good of the day.
Oh, you know we got a good of the day. The good of the day, Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy.
I know. Did he do a good job?
Well, he did do a good job. I will give him this, but we come to Final Jeopardy. A contestant, I don't think he knew the answer, or he didn't know the question to the answer.
Right.
Jeopardy always confuses me in that way. Everyone understands that. So he decided to pull a fast one on Aaron Rodgers.
Nice.
And just ask a random question and not bet any money. So here's his question.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0.
That's hilarious. I wonder how many old people in like Peoria were like, "What does that mean? What is that? Why didn't he
or just
guess?"
Non-sports people like, "What does he mean? Who wanted to kick that field goal?
Who is Catherine of Aragon? Why didn't he write that?" That's awesome.
I just love it. I mean,
that's great.
But other than that, you know, I watched a few of the highlights. I mean, you know, when he first came out, he did a short little monologue talking about Alex Trebek, which I think all these guest hosts have been doing.
Yeah.
And then he just got right to it. And, you know, I think he did a great job. He might have there might be another career.
If he's done with football in a couple of years, was he good enough to do that job? Like, is he good?
It's a different type of game show host, isn't it?
I always feel like Aaron Rodgers is not a television personality, like a game show host.
Yeah.
Can I say something? Let me say this about Aaron Rodgers, and I don't mean this in a negative way. When Alex Trebek, but I mean to Aaron Rodgers. So let's say you're a school teacher from Minneapolis and you go on Jeopardy and you like Alex Trebek goes, and Mike, you're a school teacher from Minneapolis. What do you teach? And he goes, I teach sixth grade calculus or whatever. Right. Whatever it is. And he goes, that's great. He feels like Alex Trebek is like, I love that. I'm interested. Does Aaron Rodgers give you that same thing?
Does he have that gear in him?
Like, does he go, all right, it says here you're a teacher. That must be great, I guess. It's not quarterback great, but I guess it's awesome. Let's go to Sally. What do you do? I don't really care. Well, just tell me real quick. We work at a plant? Great. Wonderful. Let's go to you, Joanne. What do you do? Housewife? Great. Even better. Let's go. Let's play the game. Like, it doesn't feel like Aaron Rodgers is a warm person to care about the contestants that, you know, like Alex Trebek and Pat Sajak seem to at least show they do.
Yeah.
Even though the back of their mind's like, I couldn't care less.
I think the one thing that Aaron Rodgers does have that Alex Trebek had was that, you know, the snarky, hey, I know the answer.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Response, you know, where, you remember, Alex was great at it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just made you feel like a dumb, you know what, for not knowing, you didn't know that this is the Treaty of Versailles?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Exactly, come on.
Yeah, I thought that was common knowledge. It's common knowledge for us Canadians.
It's Constantinople. Constantinople. All right, go ahead. Pick again. Yeah, there was a clip that was when Aaron Rodgers was a celebrity on Jeopardy, and the category was greats or something, or conquer or something. And they acted like Aaron Rodgers was some sort of Rhodes Scholar for running through the category. And I hate to say this, but because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I got all those answers.
Well,
like, they weren't exactly super difficult.
Well, then why weren't you on Celebrity Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Aren't you a
celebrity? One was Custer. One was Alexander the Great. I mean, these were like simplistic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they weren't that hard. But hey, look, I'm glad Rolf Benerska one time hosted Wheel of Fortune, former San Diego Chargers kicker. I'm all for former athletes getting into the game show biz.
Might, you know, could be.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's that good. I don't know how he is compared to the other ones because I haven't really been watching Jeopardy.
Yeah,
but I gotta imagine, you know, I mean, as far as celebrity status, as far as, you know, getting eyes on the on the program, which, you know, that's all they care about.
That's
in the
all
first
they care
place.
About. Sure. That's right.
Aaron Rodgers might be the ticket. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. But good on that guy to just go out and say,
hey, that's awesome.
Who kicked the? Who wanted to kick that field goal?
That's great. That's great. All right. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day, I think this might be a reoccurring theme. We might be talking about this team in the bat of the day a couple of times throughout the course of the year, and that's the Astros. The Astros were playing against the Angels last night. They ended up losing. They did not score more runs than the Astros or the Angels, so that's a first for them. But the bat of the day is the amount of trash cans that kept being thrown down onto the field.
They got to cut this out. This is not good. I don't like it. Like, I don't mind the booing. I don't mind the signs.
Yeah.
But stop. You can't throw stuff on the field.
It started off with an inflatable trash can, which somebody brought in and had fun. Sure, okay, you know, inflatable trash can, haha, that's fun. But then people actually decided, you know, let's throw actual trash cans.
Yeah, that's not
so
good.
Security officials had to kind of sit at the fence to stop people from throwing trash onto the field.
Yeah, they got to, again, I'm boo all you want, scream, yell, hold up signs, do, you can even do those, you know, cheating songs like they had the Carrie Underwood song in Oakland. That's all good.
Yeah, or
that's
Oakland,
fine.
Oakland played Ace of Base, I saw the sign.
Right. That's all good. Have fun with it that way. Do not throw stuff on the field. I don't like that.
Well, because, you know, first of all, you're not going to get it far enough.
No.
To hit anybody or to make a real impact. And I felt bad. You'll see the video over and over and over again if you're cruising YouTube or cruising, you know, watching your favorite sports channel. I feel bad for that security guard. Got to get out there. He picks up the trash can. Now he's picking up trash on the field, and it's like, you know, not very COVID friendly, if you ask me.
Yeah, we don't like, the only thing we will let you do in sports is we'll let you throw hats onto the ice. When somebody gets a hat trick in the NHL.
Is it Nashville that does fish?
Yeah, they do a catfish.
A catfish?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of gross.
It is gross.
Isn't there somebody that does, like, bears? Like, every once in a while, they'll do, like, a bear giveaway.
Oh, teddy bear?
Right?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of minor league teams that do that. They'll do a teddy bear drive, and they'll say, like, when we score our first goal,
throw a teddy
and
bear.
And then the other team's in on it, too, so they know, like, hey, look, when the light lamp, we're throwing
like
teddy
that.
Bears. We're going to go pick them up, and everything's going to be awesome.
Quick question. All right, I know it's customary to throw a hat on for a hat trick. Would you ever do it?
Because
chances are I'm wearing a hat that I like.
I wear a hat
pretty much every single day.
And, I mean, hats are expensive.
Yeah.
Like, they're not cheap anymore. Like, when I was a kid, getting a hat was like $5.
I don't know if first of all, I don't have to worry about that problem because there's no hockey team in Houston. But if I was to go to a hockey game, I think I would just bring a hat that I don't care about.
Yeah, in case that happens. It's like when I was a kid, I brought my glove to the Fenway Park in case a ball was coming my way. I wanted to catch it.
Yeah, I would watch that and be like, why would I want to throw a hat? And then, you know, furthermore, you know, for you people in Nashville, kudos on you for bringing catfish to the game and then going home with it.
Right. Catfish.
I mean, how many trash cans are filled with catfish on the way out the door? Like, oh, you know, this was a waste of money. And just toss it because you can't do anything with it, right?
You can't do anything with it, yeah.
It's been sitting out. I mean, I know it's cold in the building, but still.
Yeah. Actually, I think the catfish is for the playoff, first goal playoff game, not a hat trick. So I think it's the first goal in the playoff game. It's like the octopus in Detroit.
Yeah.
I was like,
nah. That's another, I mean, yeah. What? You just happen to be. Do you have to smuggle that in or do you tell security? Yeah, I got a catfish in my pocket.
I've been asking this question for a long time because when I was at UNH, they used to throw fish on the ice after a goal. And the guy who used to bring the fish in would have it under his jacket. And I'm like, have we all caught on that you're the guy that brings the fish to throw on the ice in the game that's not supposed to happen?
NFL, I mean, think about it. The NFL, for women, you have to. The bag is like 6 inches wide. It's got to be clear.
Yeah,
you can't smuggle anything in.
Bring fish in.
You can bring fish and octopus.
Yeah. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
I'm gonna play two cuts for you real quick. All right.
All right.
All right. So listen to cut one. So that's cut one.
All right.
I'm going to play you cut two.
Well, you know, I got no idea. I got nothing to say. It's all wrong.
and I like to get on going.
All right, so this is the same song?
No, these aren't the same songs. This is from a project called Lost Tapes of the 27 Club.
Okay.
And basically, they're recreating music from dead artists. And why this is dumb is that first cut was an AI version of Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
And that second cut was an AI version of Amy Winehouse. They pretty much populate...
This is artificial intelligence?
This is artificial intelligence singing.
Those aren't real bands?
Those aren't real bands.
The computer generated that?
Computer generated that and the voices.
All right. What are we doing?
yeah. They use
So that was a computer that... So that computer
knew
how...
There's no human involvement in those music at all.
That computer knew how Kurt Cobain sang and what his voice was like and then recreated that song.
Yes.
And the same thing with Amy Winehouse.
And those songs were never sung by those artists. This is a brand new song that they created.
This is where it gets scary. This is when they're talking about like when you have if you want to get rid of like a political figure or something, you can just have them at a speech. Like you can have them giving a terrible, awful speech in front of people where it doesn't exist,
yeah.
Right? Like you can have them saying things he never said or all that stuff. That's where this gets dangerous. If you get Kurt Cobain singing a song he never sang and it sounds exactly like Kurt Cobain singing that song, that's dangerous, man.
Yeah, their thing, the Lost Tapes of the 27 Club, the project, aims to highlight the massive cultural loss stemming from the premature deaths of iconic artists. No, no, no.
No, no.
No, let's let it be.
Let's just let the work be what it is.
There's, you know, saying like, yeah, we could do Jim Morrison. We could do Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
We could do Janis Joplin. It's like, then we don't need that.
We don't need them. Nobody's asking for this.
Yes.
Nobody wants. No, they had their moment. What makes their moment great is they gave us a lot. They tragically died, but what they gave us is special.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need more. Like, we just enjoy, like, we mourn the loss of these great, talented people, but we enjoy what they gave in their art.
And completely scary when you hear these things, and you're going, my God, does that...
Like, if I'm a fan of Jackson Pollock paintings, I don't need a computer to replicate the way he splashed the paint all over the canvas. And then say, look, you can have more Jackson Pollock. Look at the way our computer blasted through that. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I mean, this... It doesn't sound completely like him,
but
it's enough. It's close enough, and it's enough to make me feel uncomfortable.
Scary thing is, like 40 years from now, kids will be, you know, kids of that generation will be like, yeah, and then Kurt Cobain did this, this, and this, and this after he died.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be wild. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.